Hello.
Hey Brandon, it's Dean.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Sorry, I just texted you I'd call you at 12:30, but I saw it was from 11 to 12:30, so I thought I'd call you now if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, I know you've been talking to Alex, and the last thing that we told you is that our lending partners are coming at us at about 160. That's the best I've gotten so far. I am trying to negotiate with them to see if we can't get more of the deal. When I know Dave went this weekend with the contractor and one of our other guys, Brenton, it turns out that what they concluded is not necessarily that it's water damage. It looks like it's damage. It looks like it's urine from all the animals that had lived in the property.
Yeah, that was kind of the impression I got from Dave.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're in a tough spot. Alex and I have started reaching out to some of our, like a wider group of people to see if we can't get something to happen. It's just with how much repair this property needs, people are nervous about how long the project's going to take for them and the loss that they're going to have due to the length of the project. So, we're finding out more and more every time we go over there. It being urine isn't necessarily a great thing either. Happy to see that it wasn't water damage or leaking from a previous issue I know you mentioned to Alex. But the best thing we can do, Brandon, is just, we've been putting this out in front of people every couple of days, doing phone calls daily. Right now, I'm just trying to negotiate with the people who have given me offers that I have somebody at 150 and 160, and then Brenton and them were our highest, but they backed out after finding out that it was the urine that was down there.
Okay, well, here's the position we're in. We walked into this thinking this was a we'll buy your property sight unseen, which of course doesn't mean sight unseen, but we'll buy your property, here's the amount, and here's the closing date. And that's kind of what we operated and moved forward based upon. And obviously now you're in a position where you have to obtain the funding from a third party, and that's in sort of indefinite, unguaranteed thing. We have hard money available to do the repairs ourselves. We could pay off the mortgage this month and get kickstarted on the repairs and be done by February probably and have it on the market. So long story short, if we can't get this closed this month, we would like to walk and just go ahead and take care of it ourselves. It's not what we want to do. We'd rather get rid of it at a lower amount than at, market value and let somebody else just deal with it. But we are in a position where we can do that. And, we kind of figured November 4th was the original date. And like, yeah, sure, if we can close November 4th and just have it off our plate, great. But obviously that's not where we're at right now. So when do you think you would be able to kind of give a drop dead yay or nay as to whether you can obtain the original agreed amount?
Well, like I said, we're working really, really hard. We just the property's just not, I know it's not what you thought it was. It's definitely not what we expected it to be. If you want to give this a hard deadline of December 1st, then I mean, I can't argue with that. We definitely appreciate allowing us to, since we put this much effort in it, and we have actually already ran the title and everything. So, once we get a lender with us, we're ready to close in like a week. It's just we're having a really hard time having anybody agree that the scope of work that it needs is worth that price. So, I think I agree with you. The best option is we'll just extend it to December 1st with a hard stop date. Then, if we can't do anything on it, then we'll just shake hands and walk away, no hard feelings.
Okay, let's do that then, and I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Like I said, on this end, we know people in the area that do hard money lending, and they only need 65% loan to listing price value, and we've got everything lined up, so we can take care of it. Just prefer not to, is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I completely agree. And Brandon, this is, I've told my team every morning that this is top priority. So we're going to work, do everything we can to get it done. And I appreciate you giving us the time.
Yep, no, I'm hoping it'll pull through still.
Yeah, me
So,
too. All right, Brandon, I'll
right.
talk to you later. Alex will send over the extension to you in writing so that you have it for your files. And then we'll just give you updates every few days.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, Brandon. Bye.